I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom about a resolution that he has introduced in Lansing that's calling on public university governing board meetings to all be open to the public. Here's more with State Senator Ed McBroom.
It's Senate Joint Resolution E. It's a constitutional change because while our 1963 Constitution calls on the universities to have meetings that are open to the public, the Open Meetings Act was determined in the 90s to not apply to the universities because they also have something called autonomy. And so laws that we pass generally aren't applicable to universities unless the Constitution specifically allows for them. My resolution simply says that the Open Meetings Act will apply to universities or that the open meetings have to follow the law.
Didn't I see that with this, Ed, that you had something in there that was referencing so-called informal sessions being used more by governing boards that allowed them to maybe take action on items that that really didn't follow that letter of that law?
That's the detail specific. The Constitution says their formal meetings shall be open. And so for years, for decades, they did follow the Open Meetings Act, same as all of our other public bodies. But in the late 90s, there was a lawsuit with one of the universities, and the court said, you guys don't actually have to be following this. As long as they're informal meetings, the Constitution only prescribes that it be formal meetings that are open. Well, since the law doesn't define the difference between formal and informal, many of the universities have just taken to calling all their meetings informal except for a couple of years sometimes. We even had a university that had meetings overseas where it made decisions, but how were any members of our public supposed to attend those?
Was there things happening that you saw that maybe needed to have the light shined on basically by getting this going?
Like I said, that fact that they had a meeting overseas, another university had some meetings where all the members phoned in on a conference call, so there wasn't really a place for the public to be aware of that. And we had some folks testify in committee during my time in the House in regards to the same issue then, that the that there were decisions going on, decisions about how to spend the state taxpayers' dollars. And it just doesn't seem to me like that's appropriate to have behind closed doors. You know, certainly our local boards would love to be able to do that if they could, but the Open Meetings Act doesn't allow that.
So what are you hoping to get done with this now? Would this actually be some formal action? Would this be some sort of change to constitutional law?
Right. So what would happen is my resolution proposes to amend the Constitution to say that their meetings have to be open as prescribed by law, and that would take a supermajority vote of both chambers and then a vote of the people. And I would tie bar it to a law or a change of the Open Meetings Act specific to what the universities need. Because certainly there are distinct issues that the universities deal with that need to be protected. They do. One of them runs a hospital. They do with government contracts. They have presidential searches, which need some, you know, ability to be anonymous at times, especially early on. So we can make those provisions, the exceptions that they specifically need. But the public needs to have access to those discussions about taxpayer dollars.
I'm curious as to what your colleagues have said about this measure.
Well, I mean, on my committee where we had the hearing, there was very broad support amongst members of the committee. We've had this discussion in the past. And at times in the past, many of the representatives and senators are reluctant to do something that the universities come out very strongly opposed to. I'm hoping that with a coupling of this to an actual law that prescribes the specifics for the universities, along with the fact of what's happened with the Larry Nassar situation, that members have the courage and the universities have the respect of the law enough that we get this change done and keep open and transparent government going on for the people.
That's the comments of State Senator Ed McBroom. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.